Ollie Horgan still having a chat with the fourth official, and Ollie Horgan will go down and shake the hands of the Bulls officials down in front of us here. Fair play to Ollie. Shakes the hand of the fourth official too, and it's a disappointing day for Ollie and for Harps. They lose out by 2-0. And Keith, really and truly, it's hard to sum up that game because Harps were so good in the first half, had all those chances, and in the end they get nothing for all their effort.
Yes, you know, as I say, it's really taking the wind out of the sails up here, and almost done the same to the crowd and the same to the players. You know, they would have been in there at half time thinking, you know, things are going well, you know, we're playing well, we're stretching them, we're causing them so many problems. And then, you know, just for the way that the game has gone, it'd be a real knock to them. You know that they're, you know, rock bottom of the Premier League at the minute, and you know, anything tonight would have been excellent for them. You know, a point against Bowes would have been, you would have taken it at the start of the game. After the way that they had started, the, you know, the chances that they were creating, you know, a bit of an inspirational performance from the Bowes keeper. Just really disappointing from Harps as a whole, you know, the way the game's gone for them, and I suppose it doesn't get much easier.
No, and they would have looked at this game as a chance to maybe put some much needed points on the board. And I mean, listen, it looked so good for so long, but those second half goals from Declan McDade and Jordan Doherty suggest otherwise. As it stands then on the league table, Keith, Finn Harps have played 30 games now. They remain on 18 points. They actually have played one more game than UCD, and they return to action themselves on Monday night. They play Shamrock Rovers away from home, so a big game for both sides there. But Harps will go into the game against Shelburne next Friday night here in Balbafate. No matter what happens in that UCD game, they will go into that game as bottom of the table.
Yeah, but I suppose you know, in times like this here, you can't really focus too much about that. You know, it's all about the next game. You know, that one's gone now. It's disappointing. You know, they played really well, weren't able to get the result that they maybe deserved after their first half display. But you just have to shrug that one off, and it's push the reset button, and it's go again, and it's just focus on the next one, and you know, try and get tired bodies ready, and try and get minds right, and just focus on the next one. And look, you know, you're all looking at cup finals now. That's where they look at their next four or five games. They're all cup finals, and they're games that they need to be picking up points in.
So a day of disappointment for Harps supporters and their team here at Finn Park this evening as the Bowes players make their way off the pitch. They went over and clapped the small contingent of travelling supporters who had watched this game and watched their team outplayed for much of the first half. But those goals in the second half from Declan McDade on 54 minutes and from Jordan Doherty on 83 means it's finished here at Finn Park in Balbafate. Harps nil, Bowes 2. My thanks to Keith Cowan from myself, Jeremy Doherty. Have a very good evening.